headlines. 2,244 Sri Lanka families receive food security packs, and labor movement praises government for extra NAFSA withdrawals. A total of 2,244 households across the 12 wards of Chilanga District in Lusaka Province have benefited from the Food Security Pack (FSP) program in the fourth quarter of 2025. Lusaka Province Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda said each selected household received 2x50 kg bags of urea fertilizer, 2x50 kg bags of decompound fertilizer, 1x10 kg bag of maize seed, and 1x10 kg bag of bean seed or groundnut seed. In an interview with Zanis, Mr. Lukwanda explained that in Wembeshi Ward, 350 beneficiaries received the farming inputs, while 103 benefited in Kalundu Ward. He further disclosed that in Chinyanja Ward, 225 vulnerable but viable farming households benefited, and 250 beneficiaries were from Nakachenje Ward. The labor movement has commended the government for allowing workers under the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, to access an additional 10% of their savings through partial withdrawals. Speaking in separate interviews, the union leaders have described the decision by the government to allow workers to access an additional 10% as a good step in the right direction. Zambia Union of Government and Allied Workers President Kavisa Muyaiwa said the move will help workers prepare for life after employment. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
A Russian general has been rushed to a Moscow hospital after being shot multiple times by an unknown assailant in an apartment building. The condition of General Vladimir Alexeyev, a key figure in the Ukraine war, remains unknown. Talks have opened in Oman between the United States and Iran as Washington seeks to curb Tehran's nuclear and missile program. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi warned Tehran would resist excessive demands from Washington. The French food manufacturer Danone has extended its recall of baby formula over fears of contamination. The toxin cerulide has been detected in ingredients from a supplier in China.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 88 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 64 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 27 ngwe. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 16 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Leicester City have been docked 6 points by the English Football League for breaching financial rules. The deduction will be applied immediately, meaning the Foxes fall from 17th to 20th in the Championship and are only outside the relegation zone on goal difference. It comes after Leicester were charged by the Premier League in May for a profit and sustainability (PSR) breach in the 3 years up to 2023-2024. Leicester were relegated from the top flight last season and are currently without a permanent manager after Marty Fuentes was sacked in January. In a statement, Leicester said they were disappointed with the decision, branding it disproportionate. Lusaka has variable clouds with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, mainly later, with the highs at 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see a thunderstorm in spots, otherwise cloudy, with the temperature dropping to as low as 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines. 2,244 Sri Lanka families receive food security packs, and labor movement praises government for extra NAPSA withdrawals. My name is Terence Makwendo.
Different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
So I keep on changing, oh I keep on changing, baby. course.
This is
it. All right, let's go.
Turn the volume all the way up. Rock FM.
You got plans.